The AccuWeather forecast says it'll be cloudy with a high today only near 40 degrees. Up before the Racine Common Council tonight is a conditional use permit request from Pastor Frank James II of Changing Lives Ministries. It's to reestablish a church at 2829 Durand Avenue on the east side of that mall complex. Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski telling the Plan Commission last week this location used to house the Rock Church.
And the Rock Church vacated the site more than 12 months ago. In doing so, any new church that would be going into this site, being a commercial property, needs the conditional use permit as a non-commercial use, in a commercial district.
Because this is a proposal in a business district, Sadowski noted, the church has to help the site to attract the public's attention.
There needs to be expanded hours with the church operations so that it helps foster the life of the commercial center or a commercial strip, whether it's in like the uptown area or downtown, West Racine. What we try to do is in these commercial environments, if a church wants to go in, We like them to have more activity at the site.
Sadowski said eventually the plan is for the church to have a bookstore component. There's a public hearing tonight at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall on a proposed Quick Trip gas station and convenience store just west of Green Bay Road along Spring Street. It's a 6,000-square-foot project, a 24/7 operation. Three properties would be acquired. Two homes would be demolished. The Village Plan Commission has the issue on its agenda for tomorrow afternoon's meeting. Meanwhile, in Kenosha, there's an informational meeting coming up at 5 this evening at the Kenosha Public Museum. The proposal to turn the former Kresge building on 6th Avenue into what's being described as an arts colony, the project called the Kenosha Creative Space. A Facebook posting indicates the importance of Kenosha's creative community to the local economy. It requires those involved in the process to have their own gathering point. The proposal from Expose Kenosha and the Kenosha Art Association. They figure almost $278,000 needed to fix up that building. City is helping with the Community Development Block Grant for almost $175,000. In Racine County Circuit Court, 56-year-old Kent Keshaw gets 20 months in prison, followed by 3 years of extended supervision. It's for striking a squad car with his vehicle last June 21st, while the former was parked at a Douglas Avenue crash scene, lights on. A probationary officer inside suffered some minor injuries but needed 2 months of physical therapy afterward. That extended her probationary period, also requiring her to be on light duty for several months. Keshaw refused a breathalyzer and field sobriety test, according to the charging document. It's not a Miller Coors or the Budweisers of the world, but jobs would be welcome. It would take some additional language as well. Tonight, the Racine Common Council's agenda includes an ordinance revision to allow breweries, brew pubs, or breweries with restaurants in the city. The breweries would be allowed to produce no more, though, than 1,000 barrels a year. That, according to Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski at a recent Plan Commission meeting.
Very simply put, it's to allow breweries to be in the city. The ordinance does not describe them as a permitted use, so where it's not a use is not described, we are to treat it as not permitted until the ordinance is amended to allow it.
One brewer, Benjamin Beer Company, planning to open at 6th Street downtown with expected approval tonight by the full Common Council. Drones have become increasingly popular, and with Christmas coming up, the FAA is estimating about 1.6 million of these small unmanned aircraft are going to be sold by the end of the year. The agency now going to require them to be registered eventually.
It's $5 to register any drone above half a pound, but in an effort to encourage registration for hundreds of thousands of drones left under Christmas trees, the government is going to waive the fee until January 20th. Moved to act by scores of reports of drones flying near airplanes, the FAA requires any new drone to be marked with the owner's unique registration number. Anyone who has or will get a drone before December 21st must register by February 19th. As recreational drones have proliferated, most hobbyist groups have gotten on board with the need to register them. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Last night, the Mount Pleasant Village Board approved a zoning change that will allow planning to begin on developing a gas station, convenience store, restaurant, and car wash at the southeast corner of Green Bay Road and Spring Street. Trustees hearing more than an hour of public comment for and against the project proposed by the Wilcom Companies. Trustee Sonny Haven saying it's inevitable the change is coming to that area. Meanwhile, it was Trustee Gary Fee said he'd like to see the concerns outlined by the residents addressed before the zoning change gets approved.
That whole area has traffic issues, not related at all to Mr. Wilcom's development per se today, that I would rather see that whole area addressed from a traffic standpoint before we allow development to morph in to a safe traffic environment.
Trustee David DeGroote said the traffic in that area has been bad for decades, and this project could actually help to solve some of the issues.
You know, in as much as the petitioner is doing his level best to improve the traffic conditions, it's not on him to do it all. And it certainly can't be on him to do it all before he does his project. His project is going to drive the improvements to the traffic. Without his project, there are no improvements to the traffic other than a simple resurfacing.
The rezoning vote 6-1 feast against it. The rezoning just the beginning, though, of the process for final approval. In Pleasant Prairie, the Village Board and the Plan Commission both support a proposed new church campus, which would include a house of worship, an elementary school, sports fields, a mausoleum, all in the 11,000 block of Highway C. The two voting in favor of a change in the village's comprehensive plan, as well as a conceptual plan for the project by Bethany Lutheran Church, the needed zoning changes, certified survey maps, and a conditional use permit. Bethany, with plans to build a 20,000-square-foot church and 31,000-square-foot K-8 school on those 33 acres of property. A resolution that would help to fund a study of a school district separate from Racine Unified did not get enough votes to pass at last night's Mount Pleasant board meeting. Villages of Caledonia and Sturtevant had already approved spending $15,000 apiece on that study to be done by the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. Mount Pleasant, though, did not put funding into the 2016 budget. A modification was required, but it did not get the 5 votes needed for passage. Trustee Gary Feast believing the study's necessary to change Racine Unified. Rick McCluskey noted that Mount Pleasant voters, well, they voiced their support for Unified when they passed the referendum.
I think I was the one that brought up the fact that the voting public of Mount Pleasant had made their feelings well known when they voted to support the Unified School District in the referendum that was on the ballot, when the other two municipalities did not. So I think I need to go with what the people are saying and what they're telling me.
Trustee Anna Marie Clausen said she feels it's advisable to get the information that that study would provide.
To get the information in order for us to have the proper tools in which to make a decision, it would answer a lot of the questions as to, is it feasible? What would be the impact? I do believe that it would be good information to have at a relatively small cost to share it with our fellow communities.
Caledonia Trustee Kevin Wongard attending the meeting afterwards said he was surprised and disappointed by the vote. It's called the Samsung Solve for Tomorrow Contest, a program that encourages teachers and students to solve real-world issues in their community. And they can use classroom skills in science, technology, engineering, and math. Kenosha's Lincoln Middle School is the Wisconsin winner. It'll receive $20,000 worth of technology and will go on to the national competition and the chance to become one of the 15 semifinalists that'll go on to pitch ideas to a panel of judges in New York. A one-vehicle crash about 5 o'clock this morning on Highway 75 in the Racine County town of Dover takes the lives of 2 young men. The Sheriff's Department says the victims were 20 and 22 years old, and both were ejected when the vehicle struck a power pole after first going airborne from a culvert and then impacting a tree. A news release says that speed definitely was a factor. Who was driving is unknown, as well as names of the victims. Highway 75 closed for almost 5 hours between Church Road and Highway 11. Deputies aided in the investigation by members of the State Patrol's reconstruction team. So many things yet to accomplish, but the clock is ticking on the administration of Kenosha Mayor Keith Bosman, who is not seeking re-election in the spring and would like nothing more than to get the Chrysler site redevelopment moving.
The plan for what that site could become over the 10 years after the site is cleaned up. The Chrysler site on the lakefront was 65 acres. It was a 5-story, 100-year-old buildings all throughout the area. That went away, and in its place are 350 condominiums, 2 museums, and a marina.
On WRJN's Community Conversations, Mayor Bosman said Kenosha's benefited the last 20 years or so from being, in his words, Chicago-centric, believing Racine, though, will soon benefit more from the Milwaukee connection.
We look to Chicago more than we do Milwaukee. I think Racine probably looks more towards Milwaukee and not Chicago. And this wave of development from Chicago has been hitting us for the last 20 years, where the wave from Milwaukee is kind of getting towards Franklin and Oak Creek, but it really hasn't hit Racine yet. both of those waves will hit Racine.
Bosman believing what's good for Kenosha is also really good for the Racine area, jobs to name one connection, and that factors into regional planning. He says one of the tough parts about being a lame duck mayor, not starting a new project out of fairness to the next administration. And remember, today is the deadline to be considered for this year's Burlington Liars Club Champion Lie Contest. You snail mail your entries with today's postmark to the Burlington Liars Club at P.O. Box 156, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105, or send an email with your name, your address, and your tall tale to championlies@gmail.com. AccuWeather forecast, it'll be cloudy, high today near 40. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.